In the hour before dawn, the dwelling cave was still and warm, and its occupants, all save one, were asleep. Without a backward glance, Sunflash picked up his mace and the sack of provisions. Moving softly, he was off on his quest. Outside, in the dim light, he started at a sound. Elmjack crept up, a paw upon his lips. The badger nodded, and together they cut into the woodlands, going south and west. Neither beast spoke as they carefully picked their way through bush and undergrowth until they reached the brow of a small knoll. Amber and lilac washed a pale swathe through the eastern skies. Wood pigeon, thrush and blackbird could be heard as they rose to herald the dawn. The earth felt tranquil, green and dew-laden. Suddenly the old squirrel halted, and grasping his companion's mighty paw, he shook it firmly.
Thy path and mine part here. I walk this far with you so that you would not be leaving the dwelling of friends alone.
Sunflash was careful not to squeeze Arm Jack's paw too hard.
Thank you, my friend. I would be dead were it not for you. But where do you go now? What path will you travel?
Looking back the way they had come, the squirrel smiled.
My wandering days are done. I will return to the dwelling cave and live happily in peace and plenty with those two families of innocence. Methinks they will have need of my special skills. So worry not, Sunflash. Like your kestrel, I will watch over our friends gladly.
The badger touched his golden stripe as a mark of respect.
You are a good beast. My heart is lighter knowing you are protecting the families of Tiri and Bruff. We will meet again some day. I feel it. Send a message by Scarlath should you ever need me. Goodbye, Armjack.
Reaching into his hair bag, the old squirrel drew forth a turquoise stone. It was flat, intricately carved into the shape of a sycamore leaf and strung on a thin cord. He looped it around Sunflash's paw, saying,
This amulet may be of use to you sometime. Show it to any squirrel or otter you may encounter. Tell them it comes from the oak dens of Firjack and was given to you by his son, Elmjack. It will make your path easier by bringing you help. Fare you well, Sunflash the Mace. Find your mountain, defeat your enemies, and grow great in the land.
Then, with enviable agility in one so old, the squirrel went bounding off through the trees.
This ends Disc 2.